Film watching time on Vikings Game Plan with Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network. We have looked at a lot of film this year. We've seen a lot of good. We've seen a lot of bad. But in watching Vikings football live and taking it in, what a fantastic run at 12-3.
Oh, it has been. It's been a wonderful run. And to think that we would have ended this season with Case Keenum and how everything transpired and you know, Reef and Remmers. And we didn't even know going into the season how they were going to perform, the offensive line improvements, on and on. I mean, it's been a real team effort.
In week five, the Chicago Bears unveiled their rookie from North Carolina, quarterback Mitchell Trubisky. Here we are in week 17 at U.S. Bank Stadium, and we are scheming for Mitchell Trubisky.
And, Paul, I think one of the things that you're going to see, especially with Cleveland, a very aggressive defense, is you're going to see some growing pains by the young quarterback. So the Bears, what you're going to see a lot of are groups, right? You got a cluster, you got a bunch, whatever you want, formation you want to call it. And what Cleveland ends up doing is saying, you know what, that's fine. You're going to bring these guys in close, so we're going to be closer with these guys in coverage. So they send two of their nickelback and their safety right here underneath. And the Bears have no answer for it. So when you see free runners to the quarterback, that's outstanding defense. Now, the other part of this is with these two guys blitzing, one of these receivers has to break something off, because they've got everybody covered. Now there are open areas. There's a big open area over here.
Yeah.
This dig is eventually coming open. But Trubisky, being a young quarterback, doesn't know how to check out or hasn't checked out or didn't see it, didn't bring the running back over, didn't do something to help himself out. So
now the Bears are down to backups at left and right guard. Does that play into this?
I think so. It's a little bit. The center and the quarterback are usually the ones making the decisions. The guards just kind of echo and go wherever they're really told to. So I don't think that's necessarily a problem. Cleveland is so confident now in their ability to cover these Bears from the Bear wide receivers. You see one, two, three, four receivers, and there's only one, two, three, four DBs. Usually you have them outnumbered by at least one. But in this case, this is called an all-out blitz or a zero blitz. And they run the games up front, so causing these young guards, Paul, to have to pass off these line stunts, linebacker up the middle, people coming around, and Trubisky gets the top of his drop.
Yeah.
Nobody's breaking their route off. All this guy has to do here is run a stop, and he's wide open. There's all this room underneath. Eventually, the tight end comes open, but he doesn't have enough time to get the ball off. So Cleveland, kind of like they did against us, they're gambling quite a bit. They're saying, you know, we're going to get to the quarterback before you can make a decision and change some things.
And this is Trubisky staying in the pocket, where when we played him week five, the talker was, he's not going to stay in the pocket, so keep contained.
Exactly right. And the other thing you're seeing a lot of are second and longs, third and longs, situations where, you know, you really, the bootlegs and those kinds of things don't really hold up. In this case, they take this big fella, the nose tackle, and they drop him out in coverage, just saying, "All right, we're gonna let the big guy cover underneath the receiver." And he actually does a nice job of getting in the throwing lane.
Yeah.
But see, Trubisky sees what, another free runner off the edge.
Yeah.
They slide the line this way. The back is free releasing. They can't pick up, even though they have enough guys. 72 here. The tackle's looking for work.
Yeah.
So that's another mistake. Ball's delivered outside, good coverage underneath. So it wasn't just one play or two plays. We're seeing a whole series of plays here now where Cleveland just got aggressive and got after Trubisky. All right, the Bears still very, very good with the running game. You've got a true, honest fullback that you don't see much anymore. And then Howard. This is a situation where they bring in two tight ends. So they have two big guys over here and just one receiver sitting out here on the outside. So this is 22. This is short yardage personnel. This is a lot of beef all up front trying to reduce the formation, but they do a great job, especially up front with the guard and the center. In this case, the guard will block here. He'll come around and then end up getting a nice block on the linebacker on the second level, collapsing him in.
Yeah.
And Howard is just patient enough because he sees color right there. He just jump stops, lets that block develop, and comes out here. You get another good block by the wide receiver.
Yeah.
And all this guy needs when he gets to the second level is to see some daylight, and he's gone. So
pretty
he's
good.
A very, very patient runner, very, very good at reading the blocks up front. The other thing the Bears have been doing, the zone play. Really, there shouldn't be any gaps out this way. You've got a here, linebacker, and an end, but the center does a really nice job of just holding that guy enough.
Yep.
Is this a hold? Yes. He has that arm underneath, but just enough. He doesn't grab and hold on him. He just kind of just twerks him enough there to get him on the thing, get him on the side, and then he puts the hip in him. That creates the hole. That's all Howard needs. And you see everybody's doing what? Shoulders are turned. Everybody's running sideways. And then, bam, cutback. Fullback's all the way up on the safety. If the backside guard does a better job of slowing this guy down, they may not even make that tackle and he could be gone. Not too bad up front. They run this zone play very, very well. Now you have Tariq Cohen, starts out in the slot, motions over, so you fake the jet sweep and you do the old gut flip, they call it, or this would be the jet flip. But nice blocking on the outside by the wide receivers. This is a linebacker on a wide receiver. The linebacker should win that matchup 100% of the time, but yep. In this case, he doesn't. Allows a tackle to get outside. You know, Howard, again, does a great job setting it up, cutting back underneath. The defensive tackle here just can't quite get there. That's where our guys up front have to be able to play laterally.
Mm-hmm.
He gets outside the tackle box, and he's able to get the first down. So the zone running game has been pretty good for them. They get out there at the 22 personnel with the heavy bodies. I would expect, this being the last game of the year, that they're going to want to shorten the game,
yeah.
Keep it on the ground. You're going to see a lot of two tight ends, a lot of fullback, maybe some play action, deep shots. If they spread things out, then we have the ability to blitz them, and then you just got to make sure that Trubisky isn't able to scramble.